Proclamation number 5159 of 26th of June, 1951. Notice to the near end. Judgment Day. You shall all experience my grace and in the last days be clearly informed of the end by being able to perceive many changes around you, the passing away of earthly possessions, the sudden passing away of fellow human beings who are torn from the midst of life, strange changes in nature and all in accordance with ancient prophecies which I always and constantly sent to people through seers and prophets in order to draw their attention to this lost time. You humans will all be prompted to think and the question will be put to you as to what fate you yourselves are facing. Earthly and spiritually you will be troubled, for earthly events will frighten you and also give rise to spiritual thoughts, because you humans unconsciously feel that your order is very poor. All earthly events would not frighten you if you had established spiritual order, but you look for a substitute for the spiritual in the earthly, and since the former now seems uncertain to you, your thoughts are nevertheless directed towards the question, how will I survive when everything is over? And this question shall arise in you. This is why I allow so much adversity to befall people, for you don't have much time left but still enough if you seriously want to change. All the strokes of fate that still affect you before the end are means of grace, even if you don't want to accept them as such. But they can still bring you to your senses how miserable you are in the event of a sudden recall from this world. Pay attention to all events around you. Keep your eyes and ears open and prove to yourselves that there is still a spark of responsibility in you. Don't be indifferent. Look into yourselves and quietly reflect on your intrinsic value if you are to justify yourselves before me on the last day. For the last day is for everyone the day of his body's death, which is closer to all of you than you realize and will befall some of you even more quickly, for much still lies ahead for all of you. You cannot prevent the death of the body when your hour has come, yet you can stop the death of the soul. Indeed, you can give the soul true life which lasts forever, which can never be taken away from you once it is awakened to the life of the spirit. That is why I so often hold bodily death before your eyes, that is why you so often see it around you. You see everything pass away that was worthwhile to you and gave you joy. You see dear people pass away from where no return can be expected. I let you see all this so that you become thoughtful about your own ego, so that you give yourselves an account of what you have to record in order to secure eternal life for yourselves when the body passes away and nothing remains on earth. And if you think about it and only listen a little to the voice within you, you will have made use of a means of grace, for I cannot help you in any other way. Everything that comes from me must look as if it comes from within you, only then will you accept it. You will still often have cause to think about it, and you should always remember that the last time brings extraordinary phenomena with it, so that all those who still have a good will can achieve in a short time what they otherwise have a lot of time at their disposal for. But the end is approaching with rapid steps and I still want to win many before the end comes. For this reason my grace is constantly distributed to you. Anyone who recognizes it and makes use of the means of grace will not be lost on Judgment Day, even if it comes suddenly or only at the end. He will not need to fear it because my grace has saved him from spiritual death. Amen.